We are building a better Zambia. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Minister Mwanga highlights crucial role of SMEs. YWCA National President calls for safe digital space. Nigerian military leaders meet with the President following a series of kidnapping. And DQ-based duo jumped in. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. President Hakainde Hichilema has stated that organizations intending to protest against Bill 7 have been calling for the constitution amendment and has alleged that the intentions behind the demonstration is to destroy the investor confidence in the country and ruin the process that has been made so far. President Hichilema has questioned why the constitution amendment process should be a source of confusion in the country. The president has challenged the organizations intending to protest against Bill 7 to dialogue and table their concerns instead of calling for protest. He has stated that demonstration and protest will cause chaos, harm and destruction to the nation. He was speaking when he addressed the nation at the State House.
He took my challenge seriously. Last week he brought partners of his in State House here to invest in energy in solar. I don't want MP for Kaombwe, PFMP. It's not a UPNDMP, PFMP. I'm giving you what your government is doing, opening up the sector, but starting with the reforms, independent producers, independent, traders, open access, independent, not independent, power blending, tariff blending, and net metering, which allows individuals at your house to generate power. If you are connected, then you can sell the excess. Very important. But we know that not everybody can afford to do it.
Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, says the continued remarks by President Hichilema, alleging that Zambians hate him and that the church, civil bodies and citizens who oppose Constitution Amendment Bill 7 are driven by venom and hatred, are deeply troubling and unbenefiting of a head of state, and such inflammatory language is not only unnecessary, it is dangerous to the Zambia's unity as a nation. DPP President Antonio Mourinho Mwanza says it is alarming that President Hakainde Hichilema has chosen to characterize every form of criticism, disagreement or civil objection as hatred for where he was born. The repeated narrative of victimhood is creating regional undertone and sowing division that Zambia cannot afford, and leaders do not flames of hospitality, they extinguish them. Mr. Mwanza says Zambia's founding father, the late Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, warned that President Hichilema would divide the country, and today these words have come to reality. He says President Hichilema's claims that the protest will be met by center group is widely interpreted as UPND party cadres, undermines the very democratic principles he pledged to uphold. Demonstrations are a constitutional right in the Republic of Zambia, and citizens do not need permission from the ruling party to exercise freedom that are guaranteed by the constitution.
President Hakainde Hichilema must learn to rise above partisan emotions and personal sensitivities. He is answerable to the people of Zambia. Criticism is not hatred. It is a normal and necessary ingredient of democratic governance. Every leader, irrespective of their background, must learn to embrace scrutiny and accommodate differing views, and resist the temptation to label those that criticize him as hostilities. We urge President Hakainde Hichilema to abandon the rhetoric of persecution and victimhood and to focus instead on building national cohesion. Zambia has enjoyed decades of peace precisely because leaders, regardless of their political affiliation, have placed unity above personal sentiment.
YWCA Zambia has joined the international community in commemorating the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, launching this year a campaign under the global theme Unity to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. In a message delivered to mark the start of the campaign, YWCA National President Patricia Njovu expressed deep concern over the rising cases of online harassment, cyberbullying, exploitation, and other forms of digital abuse targeting women and girls. She noted that as technology becomes increasingly woven into everyday life, the digital space has emerged as a new frontier where gender-based violence is taking shape, demanding urgent attention and collective action. Ms. Njovu reaffirmed YWCA Zambia's commitment to advocating for safe, inclusive and respective online environment. She called on communities, leaders, families and young people to speak out against digital abuse, report violations, promote online safety and support survivors of violence.
Under the theme, Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. As technology becomes central to our daily lives, women and girls are increasingly facing online harassment, cyberbullying, exploitation, and harmful digital abuse. YWCA Zambia stands firm in demanding safe, inclusive, and respectful digital spaces for all. As we commemorate these 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we call on communities, leaders, families, and young people to take action, to speak out, report abuse, promote digital safety, and support survivors. Let us work together to ensure that every woman and girl is protected, empowered, and free to participate online without fear. I thank you.
The First National Bank Zambia, FNB, has launched the eWallet Plus service that allows customers to receive and transfer money to all financial players across the network. Speaking during the launch, FNB Zambia Chief Executive Officer Kapembo Chola, in a speech delivered on her behalf by FNB Head of Retail Banking Mwamba Musomba, says the product being launched will allow FNB account holders and non-account holders to access the e-wallet services. Ms. Chola says the banking industry is undergoing a profound transformation and customers no longer see banking as the place where they go to. They see it as something they do anytime, anywhere. She says the digital channels are now the primary touch point for financial services across Africa. Mobile transactions have surged, with millions of people increasingly using mobile wallets and USSD platform.
We can get into banking with everything else that is there. FNB Zambia's role in this growth of FNB is seen as an evolution, an opportunity for us to lead. We continue to pride ourselves to be the leading retail bank here in Zambia. We are increasing focus to underserved segments, those who have historically been excluded from formal banking. In this regard, we are investing in our digital platform. We decide to do digital platforms and remove the digital barrier to deliver a real value to and other segments, introducing the e-wallet plus. E-wallet plus is more than a product, but it is a strategic enabler. Our commitment to Zambia.
Meanwhile, FNB Head of Strategic Marketing and Communication Kasali Kaungu says across Zambia, millions of people rely on mobile money and informal cash transaction. These methods have served Zambians well. They often come with limitation, restricted networks, high cost and security risk, and eWallet Plus is the answer to these challenges. Government has applauded .com for becoming the first local technology small and medium enterprise SMEs to list on the Lusaka Security Exchange LUSE alternative market, describing the moment as a major breakthrough for Zambia's ICT sector and a symbol for national progress. Speaking during the event, Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mutati has highlighted the achievement as an epoch-making moment, noting that the country is now beginning to reap the bonuses of determination, discipline, and endurance in the technology ecosystem. He says .com listing demonstrates that local SMEs can thrive when they embrace strong governance, credibility, and professionalism qualities that attract investor confidence.
What you're borrowing, Lusa will tell you, I don't want to name the number. But certainly the capital that is being lent is what you may call short-term but treated as long term. So the difference between OD and long term is very, very narrow. So you are actually perpetually paying the cost of OD as an SME. So that's why you find most of the SMEs, they die. The moment they borrow is they buy a coffin for them to be buried in. And that's why the initiative to buy Lucent, for me, is an epoch in a moment. It's an epoch moment. Comes at the correct time. At the time when Standard and